for joining us for this week's chapter of Not in the Textbooks podcast, where we sit and chat about the nitty-gritty never discussed in any of your textbooks. I'm Tanja.
And I'm Audra.
But before we dig into today's chapter, let's clear up some business.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. The views within are our own or are our guests' own. They do not reflect our profession, their profession, or any entity with whom we may have connections for employment now, in the past, or even in the future. If you need medical attention, advice, or care, please seek your own personal medical practitioner, not our podcast.
We hope you enjoy. Hello.
Live and in person.
I know. I was going to say, hello. We are in person.
For the first time in a very long time.
A while. Yeah. Yes. Since you came out, you guys came out to the house this summer.
Yeah. That's crazy. But anyway, we did take 1 week off, which is just how it works sometimes.
Yep,
sometimes. It's the first
time.
In 3 years.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I can't complain about that.
No.
So
let's just jump right in.
Give me your good, bad, and ugly.
My good is I made it through another week of work, and I really didn't explode too much, and I'm still pushing through and have a job. My bad is I'm still pushing through and still have a job. My bad is that my Dobberdoo, my dog, my Shih Tzu poodle mix that I've had since he was 5 months old, he would have been 17 this year. Had he been a person, he'd be 112. But anyway, he has been, you know, going downhill for a little bit, and he's just been getting worse and getting worse, and he really had a big downfall. And so the result from that is that I had to put him, he was put down today. So
I'm sorry.
That's my bad. My ugly is that I had to put him down, but also that was the ugly. I guess the bad was kind of that my husband has had rotator cuff surgery about 3 weeks ago. It was actually February 1st. And so he's still in an immobilizer. So I got the privilege of digging my poor dog's grave because I wanted to take him home and bury him at home afterwards. And that's what I did. So I had to, of course, dig the hole and then, you know, bury him. But anyway, that was pretty much, I think, my good, bad, and ugly. Tell me, what was yours?
I'm gonna pull this over. My good was that I got to go see patients this week.
Oh,
So, you know, it's good to get out of the office and actually make those visits and see patients.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, it was good. I went to St. Anne's, which used to be my old stomping ground.
Mine too.
And so I got to see some familiar faces, and it was at a point in the week where I really needed that, you know, where it was like, oh my gosh. So it warmed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bad was trying to get my ADD brain to make a visit and then go back to the office and function in office mode. It doesn't work like that. My brain can't turn it. So it
switch hats so quickly sometimes. Yeah.
It just couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It short-circuited me a little bit. So that was the bad. And the ugly was it wasn't my finest week attitude-wise. And we'll just leave that there.
I can relate to that. I did think of another good. Did you tell your ugly?
The ugly was my attitude.
Oh, yeah. I was shown today that there is still some kindness and kind people in the world. Mm-hmm. As I went back to the car after Dobbs' final moments, and I was going out to the car because then, you know, they finish, they take care of him and things, and then they bring him back out so I could take him home mm-hmm. and bury him. And when I first arrived at the vet, there was a woman who had come in, and, you know, I'm crying while I'm waiting for them to call us back, but yet tears are coming down, and I'm trying to, you know, like, wipe them so nobody can tell that I'm crying, even though, trust me, anyone who came near me knew I was crying. And anyway, when it was all said and done and I went to go out to the vehicle to wait for them to bring him out to me, when I walk outside and I'm getting into my, opening my door, that woman was outside parked next to me. Like not right next to me, but there was like an empty spot between her and my vehicle. And she got out of her vehicle and she said, ma'am. I just wanted to tell you that I am so sorry. I am so sorry. And she came over directly from saying that and gave me this big old hug and just kind of held me for a minute. Because of course, I was, you know, crying, bawling mess at that point. And she was like, I just want you to know that, you know, I know that that hurts, mm-hmm. but it'll be okay. You will be okay. But I just had to wait for you to tell you that. And here, I just have to give you a hug. Okay.
So sweet.
Okay. She said, okay. And then she like left and was gone just as quickly as, you know, she got my attention. And I just kept thinking, oh my gosh, how sweet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That she saw me and obviously knew what was happening, or the people, the front desk told her, whatever the case was, that instead of her leaving right after she was done with her pet, she actually waited to comfort me in my moment. And I just thought, how thoughtful, you know?
Yeah.
Another good, I'm so sorry.
No.
I learned or was reminded of a word in when, you know, you and I were previously talking, you know, doing our before, you know, therapy sessions as we normally do.
Yep.
And we were talking about, you know, work and how I had went to like one of my superiors and had to kind of like give a suggestion and ask if we could do something. And while we were waiting for our superior, me and another coworker, hey, Matt, how are you doing? I told you I'd give you a shout out. We were waiting in our superior's office, in our administrator's office, and we were waiting for our answer. And Matt said a word, duality.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, duality. Damn it, Matt. I'm going to have to look that word up. And he was like, dual reality. You know, there's a dual perspective, because I was talking about, look, I don't care what he's going to come back and say about the business end of it and everything. That's not why I'm a nurse. I'm about providing patient care and providing good patient care. And so Matt was trying to say, like, because I was saying, man, I don't know if I'll ever be able to be an administrator, to remove my nursing part, my nursing brain, because that's ingrained in me. You know, it like runs in my blood, I think.
Right.
And so when he said duality, I was like, damn it, man. You're always teaching me things. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to write this word down. And then he used it in a sentence, like, there's a dual reality or a dual perspective. So I learned so much. And yeah, I learned something that day. And yeah. Thank you, Matt, for teaching me and all that you do.
Yeah. And there is that duality of the business side of it can't be, of nursing and the medical care can't unfortunately be separated.
And it's
because of our for-profit healthcare system that we happen to work in.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I sometimes
in the US
I don't care about the business side of it.
Most nurses don't.
I know the budget exists, but I also know that we can trim from some areas to help other areas. And where we have this, I also don't understand why sometimes things just can't go for it, work in a way that I do, that appears to be more for the patient care versus the, budget only says we can have so many nurses, but yet our acuity says we need so many more. You know, and mm-hmm. It's that business side that I think, no, this is where we chuck the business side and maybe we lose a few dollars, but hey, we're going to make those few dollars up in the number of people we're able to bring in and keep as paying patients.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be providing a much higher level of care because you have more staff to provide that. And it's just, again, duality, a dual perspective. You do have to think about, yes, of course, it's a business, and you have to make money in order to keep the doors open. But yet at the same time, when you're dealing with people, I think it should maybe, I don't know, at certain times be different thoughts, that different nursing's perspective should be looked at a little bit more higher sometimes, I guess, is what I'm saying. But anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to Matt for, yes, the word duality. And I can't wait for the next word. I want it to be like, I need words for like Scrabble.
All right, then. So if you have words for Scrabble, I don't know why it's echoing. I think it's because I'm not directly in front of the microphone. That's probably maybe the echo factor.
We're doing it in a whole different setup than what we're usually doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, do you have any topics?
Oh my gosh, can you believe February is almost over and we're into March?
No.
In like a lamb, out like a lion, isn't that how that goes?
Yeah, and then January felt like an entire year.
Yeah, and then, great. Yeah, what else you got? In like a lion, out like a lamb. Let me see it, I guess. I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the answer to that was no.
No.
Yeah, no.
Me either this week.
Okay, so
what are you listening to?
What am I listening to? Oh, iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I've been listening to that a lot. Uh-huh. Been listening to some reggae. The 70s station on Sirius XM. It brings back from childhood. I didn't realize that I was so familiar with so many songs that were actually from the 70s. So
that's a fun station too.
It is, yeah. So that's what I've been listening to. What have you been listening to?
Just the usuals. Tell them Steve Dave, True Crime Garage. Uh-huh. That's really, I did listen to one episode of Terrible, Thanks for Asking, which is a great podcast about, she doesn't necessarily, Laura McInerney, is that her name? Yeah, Nora McInerney does the podcast, and her first podcast was like a year after her husband had died of brain cancer. And mm-hmm. So it's a lot of crying. And she's like, I don't really think of it as a grief podcast, but a lot of people think of it as a grief podcast. And that was, I think I've mentioned it on here before, the podcast that I listened to when I was like, I don't think I feel anything anymore.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have died on the inside for real this time.
Right.
And I had to listen to that podcast. And these people were telling horrific
stories.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And not a tear shed one. I couldn't feel. And, you know, we usually connect with these people's stories.
Because we're so empathetic.
Right. And I was like, oh, God. And I listened and I listened and I listened. And I was like, no, I think there's something wrong with me.
Yes, yes.
And they got to this story about a dog that died. And I lost it.
I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah.
Especially today,
right now,
yeah. But anytime, and it was like, and I started crying, and then I cried for a month solid on every story,
mm-hmm.
and then looking back at it, I was like, it took an animal. Like I had no feeling for people.
Right. Yes, it took an animal to break me down.
Like,
you know,
the death of people had happened so much that I was like, and
we're
so
like
fucking
numb
what?
To it. Yeah. It's like, okay, another one
bites the dust.
Another one down.
Add them to the pile of dead bodies
right.
that were around. Like,
and
what do you want
no
me to do?
Disrespect to anyone who has just recently lost any. This is just. Our podcast, and this is how we are, and this is how we talk, and this is real, and it's not in the textbooks podcast.
And I don't know if you know this, but anyone who works in the medical community, we use gallows humor to survive.
And we have a sick sense of humor sometimes, a dark sense
That's
of
the
humor.
Gallows
yeah.
humor.
Gallows humor.
Mm-hmm.
To, yes, survive all the crazy that we deal with. On
all
a daily.
The,
yeah.
All the trauma and drama that we have to see on a daily mm-hmm. basis, day in and day out.
Be a nurse, they said.
It'll be
fun. It'll be rewarding.
You'll
be
get
helping,
helping people.
Yes. So.
Yeah. It's not that all the time.
No, it's not. But yes, there are times that obviously it is very rewarding.
I am absolutely 1,000% shocked that Raven has come out from under the bed. She isn't speaking to us.
Yeah, I'm sure, don't you think, that they feel like maybe a vibe?
Mm-hmm.
And they probably smell him
mm-hmm.
on me.
Other animals,
you know?
I'm sure. Yeah.
But I do also want to say it was also very rewarding knowing that... That was my dog, mine.
Your baby.
And all the traveling we did together and everywhere we went, and that I'm the one that dug his grave. I'm the one that buried him. I'm the one that carried him home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of, yeah, that was kind of rewarding.
She's digging in the kitty litter box now behind you.
Yeah.
But she hasn't come over to talk, which is interesting.
She's
but
like,
the
I'm going to get rid of all this shit that I've been carrying around right here.
Right now.
Right here. Right now.
I don't know
There's
if she
no
is.
Better time.
I don't know if that's what she's doing. But hey, maybe it is.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Who knows? Well, you carry on. I don't want to stare at you and give you stage fright.
Just the fact that she came out of the bed is like a victory in my book, honestly.
Uh-huh.
She did come out and kind of look like, oh, there's somebody with her. And then, uh-huh. like, she couldn't hear you talking.
Right. But it's different seeing that mm-hmm. someone else is here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
So, I think that's just about it.
That's really, yeah, about it.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
Have a great week. And, oh my gosh, you know what? If you have an opportunity... You don't know what someone else is going through. Really, you just being kind just for that moment may make a world of difference in their day.
It really might. I think I've told this, but I don't know. I know I've told you. I took Jordan, and I think I've told this on here. But again, if you've heard it, you get to hear it again. When we went to Utah to see my mother's son, Jordan, it was his first time flying, and we had just started the gluten-free,
mm-hmm.
or we were going to start the gluten-free experiment, and
uh-huh.
but we hadn't, we gave him pretzels on that flight that were regular pretzels, and he did great on the first leg, But when he got off the flight after having those pretzels, he was running. I mean, he just broke free from me and just took off into that gift shop across the way and just did, and he was gone. And I had to grab him. I'm like, you cannot run away from me like that. Of course, it, you know, it scared me. And me getting a hold of him like that and taking him away from whatever it was he wanted. I'm like, no, you can't have those. You know, you scared the bejeebies out of me. We got to go. And he started screaming. And you're in an airport. So just imagine an airport. You know, it's...
Everybody's looking at you now to see who's, like, trying to hurt this child, kidnap this child, something with this child.
And it's, you know, shiny... non-carpeted floors, glass all over, you know, windows everywhere.
Right.
If there is a wall, it's one wall, and the ceiling...
And it echoes.
Just his shrieking was just bouncing off of everything. And I was like, we are going to get our bags. You may stand, or I will drag you. And he screamed and dropped to the ground. Okay, I'm dragging you. And then I'd stop, and I'd pop him back up, and I'm like, we are going to get our bags.
Yep.
You may stand and walk, or I will drag you. Down to the ground, he went again to scream and screaming.
And kick and scream, yep.
And I drug him again, just right behind me, dragging him. And then I'd pop him back up and do this. I mean, we did this.
All the way.
I finally got to the bathroom and dropped him in the bathroom and just lost my shit and started bawling. But there was a lady that came out. Of course, you know, all eyes are on you. Just
right. Like, you're this bad parent. How dare you?
Worst parent in the world.
Yes.
And out of I don't know where the heavens drops this woman. The next thing that I know is there's a woman next to me. She's got her arm around me and she goes, you're doing a great job, Mama. Just keep it up. You're doing a great job. And that's when I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I can't keep going. I have to go to the bathroom.
I recognize that.
And I was like, thank you, you know, and and all eyes are on me, you know, they're just all on me except this one human being who was like, nope, I see you, I get it, you're doing great, don't who cares what they think,
keep going, keep trucking along, you got it.
And just that one bit of kindness from that one stranger in that one airport was
gave
like
you the fuel that you needed to carry on.
Just like survive this moment.
Because
I was just like, oh my God, why did I put him on an airplane? We're never getting on
an
airplane again.
Yes.
And fast forward, we've been to multiple cities on multiple airplanes, including we flew 7 hours to Hawaii. I mean, you know, so hey.
That's what I'm saying. Just give a little kindness. Oh my gosh, if we would spread as much kindness as some people spread hate, the world would be in so much of a different place, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, work on that. Until next week.
We'll see you in the stacks.
I want to take a minute to thank you for listening, sharing, and engaging with us, subscribing, and following our social media pages.
Your feedback is invaluable to us. It helps us to know the stories and chapters to seek out. It helps to make us better, and we can't tell you how much that means to us.
You can find links to all of our social media pages and everywhere we can be streamed on our Flow page.
That's www.flow.page/notinthetextbookspodcast.
If you have a second, please go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review us.
5-star, please.
It really does help out the show. Remember, we're in the middle of figuring out the crazy stories of our lives, so create a little kindness.
Show some love and compassion, and if you can't because your chapter is just too hard right now, we're here for you and we're rooting for you, so
just keep going.
We hope to see you back here in the stacks digging up some stories and chapters for next week.